Jason was injured. Not sure we'll see him back, but our kids that filled in for Weston, you know, really stepped up and filled in those voids very, very well for us. You know, Ethan Schmidt runs on our JV 4x1 all year long. We just put him in, you know, because we practice those exchanges a lot. Coach Barry does a lot with those guys. He filled in very nicely for us, Southwest Conference, and then again, turned around best in the Midwest. Also ran in the 4x1 for us there just so we could get another set of exchanges, and they ran a season's best time. So you were very happy for those guys. Very proud of the way they competed and ran. Alex Messenger filled in for us on the 4x4. He's ran on it several times throughout the year, and he probably will again on district day. So, you know, come out with a conference champion in the 4x4, 4x1. So, wound up beating Gothenburg by 5.5 points. That was a very good day.
No question, Coach. It was a great day. Move on to the best in the Midwest there. Just a couple of days ago in Sutherland, and you mentioned that 4x1. Hey, ran a season best time, and against a fast North Platte team, really pushed him in the limit. But you know, Ethan really stepped up. Though your upperclassmen in the first three legs really stepped up as well. And I take it going forward, as of right now, is that your four? You'll probably run at districts.
Yeah, that's the four they're going to run now. We're pretty set on that. I don't foresee any changes with that, you know, unless we were, you know, God forbid we'd have another injury or something like that, then we'd have to fill in again. But right now, that's our four to run the 4x1. You know, I know that at Southwest Conference, or not Southwest, but at the best of the Midwest, the last exchange, they had a little bit of a bobble or two, didn't get the exchange cleanly. And had to slow down a little bit to make the exchange. They lost a little time doing that. But that's a nice thing to know that we've lost a little time doing that. And still run a season's best. So that means, you know, if we get the baton around the track cleanly, you know, we're going to run a really nice time.
And your district is absolutely loaded in that 4x1 with Shadron. On the same day you ran your season best, they ran 42.79. Sydney runs 43.02. Your team, Scott's Bluff, this is a loaded 4x1, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be a battle come district day on Tuesday. There's so many great marks that are going to be that are entered into our district. You know, you mentioned Shadron. They run, you know, that's an astounding. You need time to break in 43 seconds. You know, that's really, really fast. You know, those guys, that's their hurdlers that are running on that. And a couple other guys, you know, they're running really fast right now. You know, Sydney, you know, really, they're missing their best sprinter and still turn around and run a 43.02. They lost one of the Holly boys, you know, to an injury early. So, you know, they could be really fast if they had that young man back. You know, so our district is going to be really loaded in a particular race. 4x4 is no different. Going to be some really loaded teams. Joe Shadron ran 3.24. Scott's Bluff ran really well. You know, Gothenburg ran well. We ran well. 4x8 looks, you know, to be a battle again. Scott's Bluff ran 8.26. And Gary ran 8.28. And Gothenburg ran 8.29, we're at 8.30. You know, we're just going to have to run really well come district day if we intend to qualify.
No question. And those guys that ran at your Southwest Conference meet are pretty much, are they just going to be the same ones in your 4x4 and 4x8, you think?
I believe that's who we're going to run. You know, it'll be a big day for Lucas. But he's been doing really, really well for us. You know, he's going to run the 100, the 200, and then two relays at the end of the day, the 4x1, 4x4. He's just been doing so, so well for us this spring. It's very exciting for him. It's such a shame that Jacob isn't there with him, you know, his brother. But I am certain that Jacob is, you know, living through Lucas a little bit and cheering him on all the way. But, you know, if we had both brothers, I think we would be running a very fast time on our 4x1. Just not how it is. Just have to see how that goes. But, you know, doing really, really well.
Adam Duggar went up to Sutherland and got some jumping in as well. You wanted to give him some extra reps, and he comes through, you know, 22-2, and you've got the top three long jumpers. You got the top three triple jumpers. Boy, hopefully that holds true, and you score a lot of points and get all those guys qualified as well.
Yeah, that's really a nice thing to have. Yeah, we did send Adam up. He wanted to jump a little bit again. You know, he's just kind of getting back in the groove. He finally started to look like the Adam of old, which we were very hopeful to see happen as we got late in the season. See Adam come back. You know, I was really nervous about Adam triple jumping in the Southwest Conference, but he did not disappoint. You know, he jumps 46 feet, you know, and three and some change, which is really, really good. I had some other marks that, you know, were really good in the long jump. He went up to best of the Midwest and jumped 22-2 and left some really big jumps in the pit, just scratched by, you know, a hair. You know, had he trimmed his toenails, I think he would have been legal and made it to a legal jump, you know. But when Adam tells me that they were big jumps that he left in the pit, I believe him. You know, everybody else can tell me that, but Adam is pretty humble when it comes to that. But when he tells me it's a big jump, I believe that it was a big jump. So, you know, very, very exciting, Joe. Actually, our triple jump guys, if you look at that, as far as rankings go, you know, we go 1, 2, 3, 4 in the district. But unfortunately, we can only jump 3. You know, Adam happens to be the odd man out on that. You know, he's jumped really well throughout the season. And jumped 43 feet, you know, high 43s for us this year. It's unfortunate he won't be able to do that. Right now, he's scheduled to go in the long jump where he has our season's best at 22.7. And, you know, Brett's 22.5, Adam 22.2. And then you hit the triple jump, you know, Adam's over 46, Brett's over 46, and Alex Messenger is just under 46 at 45.11. So that sets pretty well for us.
You're hoping your vaulters can come through and get that bar a little higher. You know, what is the standard? What do they have to make it there at the district, at least qualifying mark? What is it?
So the automatic qualifying in the vault is 13 feet. Both boys, Garrett and Hayden, have both vaulted 13 feet throughout the season. You know, Garrett's really coming on strong late in the season. So, you know, we're very hopeful to see both of those guys, you know, clear that 13 feet barrier, regardless if you are a medalist or not. You know, if you clear the automatic mark, you qualify for the state meet. So hopefully, you know, those guys are able to, you know, get that done come next Tuesday while they're here in Oklahoma.
There's some other guys you could, you're holding some hope out. Osney Barber in the hurdles. I know it's Josiah Wilkinson. Maybe going to run that open 8, possibly on district day.
So Osney's been doing really well for us in the hurdles. He's won 10 hurdles. You know, last year he just barely missed qualifying for the state meet. I think, you know, they take the top 3 out of each district, and then they take the next 6 fastest times. And he missed qualifying by like 2/1000ths of a second. The kid that beat him at districts was the last additional qualifier, and Osney was out by just a little bit. Osney is running faster times this year than he did a year ago. You know, he's mid-15s. Last year he was low 16s. I think Osney can run low 15s. Breaking 15 would just be a phenomenal feat if he's able to do that, you know. But he's been running really well. He's become a very strong hurdler for us. So really hopeful to see him get down the 110s and make a little noise for us at the district meet. You know, Josiah really has come on strong. He had a phenomenal Southwest Conference meet, I thought. You know, that's 201 leadoff guy for us in the 4x8. Come around. We just really were just playing the wind. We're not going to try to necessarily run a great time in the 800. We're really just going for the points for the win. And comes across, runs a 205, and looked like he was running the 100 meters in the last 100 meters of that race. He was just tearing up the track in that last 100 meters, and then led off our 4x4 with a phenomenal split, his best of the year, by over 2 seconds. You know, I had even a 50.6 on his leadoff leg, so that's a pretty good day. You know, that's going to be where he's at come district day. But I wish we'd have, he was injured a little bit throughout the season, so we didn't get to try some of the things we wanted to try with him, you know, an open quarter, see kind of where that was at for him. But, so gonna be a fun day.
Gonna be a great day. Temperature's supposed to be ideal, and again, this district is always the toughest, if not the toughest, of all the Class B's. And you might not have some guys finish, but you know, those that additional qualifier list, you always get a bunch of additional qualifiers. You find out later on that night or the next day, don't you?
Yeah, generally, you can find it out pretty quick. The NSAA does not post that until the next day, but you can go through the results, go through the other districts, and you can see where your guys are at as far as additional qualifiers. That was something they changed a few years ago as far as individual events that I really kind of like. Even in like the long jump and the triple jump, used to be just the top three. And then they also had an additional, what they would call it, just an automatic mark, so it was 21 foot. Anybody that jumped over the 21 feet automatically qualified. Now they take the first three, and then they take the next six best jumps, so that they fill all the flights at state meet. So, you know, they'll have three flights of eight down state meet. So, you know, they have 24 guys down there, which is, I think that's a really good scenario, or a really good setup, you know, as far as how we qualify guys. They also did that in the running events, individual running events. Used to be the top four would qualify and no additionals, and now they do the top three out of each district, and then they do six additionals. And I think that really opens it up for a lot of other guys.